starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me see. Our fourth and last meeting. There he is. Yes. Okay, this is our last meeting. In this meeting, we will discuss our final design, and we will do some evaluation about the not only the product, but also the project. And then we're going to close the project today as well. So after that, you'll be free to go and spend all your money. This design, detailed design meeting, we will discuss the look and feel of the design, the usability interface design, and we will do the product evaluation. In order to do that, we have this agenda. We will have the prototype presentation first, then we will set up some evaluation criteria. Then we will look at the finance. We will have to see if everything we want to do is also possible within our budget, because everything costs money, and the more functions you want to have, the more money it will cost. So we'll see if it fits within the 12.5 euro per remote. We will see that later. Then we will do the project evaluation and the closing after that. We've got 40 minutes, so we will be finished at 3:30. But first, we will do the this prototype presentation. So,
well, this is what me and Richard came up with: the default spot for the on-off button, the mute button just below that. Then there's the volume and channel selectors. Simple plus minus button. We thought of a help button. If you hold it and you press another button, the help goes to the LCD screen. Then there's the 0 to 1 to 0 buttons, a button for teletext, a button for the subtitles, and the company logo. So it's rather a simple prototype. And we'll have to see from testing
how the user shape.
Is this a moment where we ask or can ask questions about the functionality?
Sure,
yeah.
Just pop in at any time.
When you're in teletext, there usually are buttons where you just press it and you go to the next teletext page.
It's just the normal remote controls. You push it, you come in page 100.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the normal 1 to 0 buttons, and but you can also use the button for changing the channel, shifting button. Shifting up in on teletext and shifting down.
Okay.
I thought in a few meetings earlier we tried to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just a few buttons and large buttons. But I think these are altogether quite a few buttons. I'm wondering if we really need all of those buttons.
I think if you look at most controls, they've got more buttons than this.
That's right.
And well, the on-off button, it's a necessity. You can't drop that one. The volume and channel buttons, you obviously need those.
Yeah.
The mute button could be replaced by pressing the volume down button twice, so we could cancel that one. I think the help button really is necessary because there's no other way to know when someone wants to know what a button does.
Or you can can build in when you press one button. We discussed it already, but we think all people don't know that option, so just put in press the button.
Well, you can't leave out the number buttons, I guess.
No.
Yeah.
And
the subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's rather basic already.
Yeah. I think so. That's what I pointed out earlier. If you just make a control for just the TV, there's just not much to gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you had somebody about something about the design of the buttons there?
Yeah, they're. It's
normal.
Rather hard
yeah.
to draw on the whiteboard, but they're supposed to be equal sized, round, with a little logo on it for the volume, the
yeah.
triangle, and
just to recognize it.
It's just for recognition.
Yeah, and we don't need a letter or some remote controls do it so, but because we use the little display, we don't have to use it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So for the materials we've just chosen for rubber buttons
yeah.
with
yeah.
A different color than the case so they jump out.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Because we only have 30 minutes left, I will move on to the finance part, which is pretty exciting to see if it's all possible what we want to do. And I can tell you that we're going to have a pretty hard time producing this for 12.5 euros.
Mm.
If we see, I don't know if I filled in correctly, so just correct me if you see something wrong. I counted two batteries, but maybe we can also use one. I don't know if that's
possible.
It's
rechargeable.
It's rechargeable, that's
yeah,
right.
We can use
okay, that's 2 euros off. We need the advanced chip, so there's not much to save there. Here we have the single curved. We can see that the difference between uncurved and the single curved is 1 euro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think the single curved is good for the design
yeah.
and also for the display to have a prominent place on the remote control. I think we have to keep that.
Yeah.
Then we have the case material supplements. It's plastic. It's the cheapest one we need. So that's not much safe either. But then the biggest costs are the buttons. So maybe we really should try to
okay.
discard some buttons to keep our costs though.
Yeah.
Because we have to we'll have to get the 12.5 euros at the end. So if we let's first count the buttons we have now, because 16. Now that will be even more than 18 euros. So 17.
Yeah, with the help button.
Okay, including the help.
Yeah,
17. I think we can discard the help and the mute button by pressing down volume long or pressing down a number
mm.
long. That saves us 1 euro already. Because then we have got 15, I think.
Yeah.
15
yeah.
buttons. And this is.
I assume you count the volume and channel. Things for two buttons each, right?
No, those are one,
yeah.
I think.
I think actually there are two buttons.
It's just one button, but two for one big button, but they are more expensive than the small ones.
Yeah,
so
but it's not stated in this.
It's just
so maybe we can even make one button with the volume and the channel in one by
well,
pressing.
I was thinking maybe you could just integrate three of those numbers to one button.
That's a possibility as well.
That would cut the cost.
So And it's good for the design as well, so you can make let's see. If you make this. Looks a bit like a cross.
But I don't know if it's
cheaper.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we still got four buttons, but just so.
Yeah, I think they count the materials.
We got not the button itself, but on the
on the chip there.
Yeah, on
yeah.
the chip you got still four.
That's right.
Four buttons. So.
Yeah.
But I think because we have the advanced chip.
Yeah, but
we can just count this as one button. But no, but
I
think
this really is four buttons anyhow. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it is, but then it seems to me that it's impossible to get the 12.5 euros. Also the LC display. I think it's too expensive for the display we use. I think they try it.
If we leave out the display, we can also save money on the chip.
That's right, but what's the big advantage of our remote then?
Only the docking station, I guess.
Yeah.
Which isn't, the docking station isn't even in this schematic.
No.
So it's not even taken into the price.
That's extra, that's right.
Maybe we should do this with supply.
That's an option. Poland, something.
Yeah.
Polish supplier. Don't you think we can, if we can count this as one button and integrate these buttons in three, then we save a lot of money as well.
We could save money on it, but would it make the remote more usable for elderly people?
No.
Yeah, that's my
mother can't even send an SMS message. So
yeah, that's clear.
And we're gonna buy a remote control when you can use it. So yeah, we must stay below the below 12.50 or
yeah.
Can't.
Well, since market research indicated that older people spend their money easier, more easy, maybe it's feasible to just put the price of the remote up a little, especially since we have those nice features.
Yeah, but we have to stick to the 12.5 euros. We don't have any more budget. To
is it possible to?
Yeah.
But is it possible to make one for 12.50? I don't think
it
so.
Is. If you leave out the LC display, and if you use less buttons, say, you can
can't use
the single chip. There it is.
Yeah. What do you want to make?
But then.
So. Fancy and good,
good looking.
With attractive options, so you can stay below 12.50. So
I think it's difficult as well.
Basically, you're becoming a choice between like either a good remote and a higher production cost, or just
no
any other remote control.
Or we can leave out the 10 buttons and take one scroll wheel for the program members.
Scroll is one.
Because
this
then we save 10 buttons, then we have 5 and 1. And let's see, we have this one and we've got the advanced.
We're getting closer.
OK. can I close?
But how would a scroll wheel work here?
Then you will. Or maybe you can scroll. If you scroll, you will see the numbers on the LCD display. Until you've got the right number, then you push it.
That would bring up the price of the scroll wheel. So.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Scroll, push.
Push button.
Okay,
but
then you
yeah.
you can push some other button as well.
Could just not scroll for half a second.
Yeah. That's right, so if you scroll to a number and then you wait a half second, then it turns to that channel.
I think that would be like the end of our usability.
Yeah.
It would definitely drop cost a lot.
Yeah, but
and we need the battery. And the regular chip is not possible. It has to be advanced.
If you want to use an LCD screen, you need an advanced chip.
Yeah. And we can save a euro by a flat design. That's an option we can.
Yeah.
Then we're almost there.
Yeah, if you could just leave out one more button.
Yeah. So if we.
Yeah, or we have to skip the subtitle button.
Yeah, but I think
so
that's
yeah.
that is a big advantage.
Yeah, it's a big advantage.
But can we use?
Can
we integrate the teletext and the subtitles in one button?
Yeah.
Well,
if you push
it's pretty much
three
teletext and subtitles are right now. You just push the teletext button, go to page 888.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the teletext disappears, but the subtitles stay there.
But if you push the teletext button twice.
What if you have to scroll to page 888?
Well,
that
could be just scroll to 8, click, scroll to 8, click, scroll to 8, click.
Okay.
But then again, there would be, it's just pretty much not an option for other people who don't even know what a scroll wheel is. Holding a remote, which they expect to have like 10 buttons for the numbers 1 to 0. Only 5 buttons on it. And a scroll wheel.
I think if you make a good advertisement on television and in the guide, you can explain to the people how to use the scroll wheel. Just make it real simple. Because it saves a lot of money, and we can keep our LCD screen, which can provide extra information how to use the scroll wheel, how to use the other buttons as subtitles.
Mm.
And it's good for the innovative design as well. If you would erase these. Looks a bit odd, maybe.
It's a pretty big skull.
Something like that. Then, yeah. We've got the scroll wheel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons. If we erase this one. And these are 2 buttons then.
Could make 2 buttons out of that, and just if you press the volume button, you
Yeah.
can control the volume with the scroll wheel. So that would save two buttons, if you do
Yeah.
the same for the channel.
That's really a good idea, I think. And that will make the use of the scroll wheel
More obvious.
More obvious indeed. So we make one volume, one for the channel. Let's scroll.
So if we
That's right. So we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we can leave the teletext in if we want.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's better.
So this is fine.
If we leave out all those buttons, perhaps we can go with the flat case and make it smaller overall. So if
Yeah.
you put the volume and channel buttons on the same height as the on-off button,
Yeah.
screen right behind under that, then the scroll button,
Yeah.
you
Okay.
get a much smaller remote.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
So we can decrease this one to 4 buttons.
Right now we have
But you can make a quite big remote control for just the same price as a small one.
Yeah,
Just
that's
you only have to pay for the double curved or single curved.
Yeah.
It's a bit
Yeah, it's more the molds in which they are being made, I think. Single curved is pretty easy to just fill in, and cases come right out of the machine. And single curved, you have to have a different machine than the flat one. I think this is a really easy one. What does everybody think about the flat or single curved design? Okay.
Well, I still think we should go for a single curved design, but
Yeah.
then again, I mean,
Richard's argument was
all these
pretty
changes
Yeah.
are not really okay
Yeah.
with me, but since
You have to cut
we
costs.
just have to,
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd
I'm
rather just go to the board and
ask for more
get us to
money.
spend $18 a
Yeah.
remote.
Yeah, I'm
Or
agreeing
do
with
some
the
work
usability.
research and see what the options are.
Yeah. But I think we can then keep the single curved one just to express our LCD screen a bit more.
Yeah.
So people will use it more, and especially for the help functions, it will be good if we have scroll bar, scroll button. It will be necessary to have a good help function as well. I think it was better to have this price list a bit earlier before
Yes,
we went on to
definitely.
to the whole design. But I'm glad we could make a bit.
Yeah.
That's pretty different.
It's pretty
Solid last
different.
one this one.
This is not really like for the group you were making a remote.
No.
This will really require a lot of marketing
Yeah, it
to
will.
get this to sell. Because if older people like familiar forms and familiar stuff, this is not familiar for them.
No, but
So
I
we're
think
gonna have to do a lot of convincing.
The most
But they know the scroll buttons from old radios. They also buttons like that for
That's right.
changing channel. So
We can
maybe it's
we can stick it out a bit. Like an old
Yeah.
button.
Yeah.
Maybe that's recognizable for them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. So I'm afraid we have to move on. And it's less frightening, I think, if they see this design, they think, oh, there are only 5 buttons. But
That's
we will
true.
see.
Well, it might be confusing too.
Yeah.
They'll
That's
be like,
definitely
what?
right.
Only 5 buttons?
Yeah.
But it's very special, so
I would buy it.
Yeah, but you're not 60.
That's right. I would buy it if I was 60. No, I don't know. Are the costs under 12.5 euros? No. Yes, they are.
No.
No, but we can go on with the project evaluation. Let's see. I can sit down. We still have 15 minutes left, so nice and scheduled. The project process.
So I like set up all these criteria.
Evaluation
of the.
That's right. That was the
thingy.
The point I forgot. Shoot. There we are. Evaluation criteria.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We've got 5 minutes, I think.
Five more minutes?
No, we've got 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so I did some literature study, analysis of the requirements we set up earlier,
yeah.
Translated it into criteria, which would be these. Is the remote fancy, shape, look and feel, innovative, what new functions are there, easy to use, learnability is a very important factor here. Is it functional, are there not too many functions, amount of functions, and are those functions that are there, are they useful? The cost. The target group, is the remote really for the group we're making it for? And recognizability, if our company is, if it's easily recognizable that our company made it. So we're supposed to evaluate it right now. See. Oh, I have to say, this was a little hard because the minutes of our last meeting were not here.
Yeah, that's because my pen failed to upload this data.
Okay. Interesting.
I tried to, but it's giving errors.
So.
Okay.
Is the design fancy on a scale of 1 to 7?
I think it's fancy.
6.
You will go for 6? Is the design innovative?
Very.
I think so, with our LCD screen,
some
docking station,
buttons.
Scroll buttons.
7?
Yeah.
So we've got 20 cents for our docking station.
Should be doable.
Yeah.
Is the design easy to use? Well, would be for us, but
for all people.
I would say 4.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. 4. 3.
I'd go for 4 too.
Yeah.
Is the design functional? Do we have all functions that we wanted to include?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we do. Do we have too many functions?
No.
I don't think so. It's pretty slim.
I think it's 7.
7. Oh, and do we take care of the biggest frustrations of the remote control, like it getting lost and areas
mm-hmm.
Out?
Yeah, of that
one.
I
think we do.
I have been worked out. They're okay, not very functional and getting lost.
Are the production costs within the preset limits? Well, they are now. Does the design fit the group of focus?
I think that's a free.
Yeah.
No, I think the new radio button, I think it's I think it's better.
We have to test
it.
No.
But still, I think it's too fancy.
I think a radio button is not exactly what older people expect of a remote control.
Yeah.
True.
I would give it a 4.
I'm not sure. I think I'd go for a 2.
I think I'd go 3. Sorry.
that we have to do it through.
Okay. Is the company recognizable?
Yes.
Yeah, is it the logo there? So.
They wanna put fashion in their products. In the slogan of the company, we have the removable front cases.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's recognizable.
So that would be this. I was also supposed to calculate the score, but thought we would have a better private thingy after this.
Mm.
Is this like after this? Are we done or?
We've got
to go to
another
room again. Well, anyhow, these are 7 factors times 7 is 40. Something 2. No, 9.
Yeah, 49.
-1. -3, -4. So that would be -8. 41 out of 49.
Yes.
Okay. Guess I'll just type the names on the bottom here.
That's 84%. I think that's a pretty nice score.
Okay, so that will be the evaluation.
Okay, thank you. So that brings us to the project evaluation. Thank you. Project process. Did we move through the right phases, you think, along the process?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should have a. Should have the finance thingy already.
Yeah.
That's right.
And design phase.
So lack of information about prices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Okay. Satisfaction. Was there room for creativity?
Not too much, no.
Because of the finance issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough room
yeah,
for the finance.
The room is, yeah.
And I would have liked to go for the younger users also.
Mm.
And just to be able to access the internet and get something that you know.
Leadership. Was it clear what everybody had to do? According to their roles and functions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teamwork, did it work out? Working together. Also, you two here with the.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tasks are very structured, so you can just do step by step. And very easy.
Okay. Were the means sufficient for the tasks that we had to do, or were they too much?
No. The smart board, the drawing is just a pain in the ass. But the digital pen is very nice.
Yeah.
If it wants to download it, so data. So you over.
Or
something
flip
like that.
over or
It's
more
easier, so
precise
pointer as well.
Yes.
But if you want to share of when you make a picture like this on the presentation, it's easier to share it with other people, so you can save it and put it on the internet or in shared folder or shared
Yeah,
directory.
I tried to
so
open the file on my laptop, but not possible.
You need the smart board application, I think.
Can you export
you
it like
should be possible. Yeah, you can export it as image. So sharing of the information was okay. New ideas for in this kind of meeting.
Yeah, maybe when we just give the numbers of one of out of seven.
Yeah.
It's easier to do things like that on the computer.
Yeah.
Or just the university.
So everybody puts his own score, and then it mediates the score, and you can get one. Yeah, that's right. So let's see. Okay. Any more ideas or questions about the project or about the product? Get to our last sheet. Articles within the budget.
Considering we are not going to make a docking station.
Docking station. That's a good point. But maybe because of the docking station, the price of the remote can also be a little bit higher. And I think you can compensate that as well. So I think that shouldn't be the biggest problem, because it's very cheap to make as well. Do we think we're going to get the 12.5 million? What was it? 15 million. I think we will. If we're gonna export this product, it's innovative. Especially in America, people are pretty decadent. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's still a thing. I mean, if we're gonna make a scroll button anyway,
it can
be more for
more.
The younger people than for the older people.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just refocus.
Just put it on the market for everybody. You
or
can
specifically for
you can change markets where by changing the front cover. That's one thing you can change it with. So you can also try to reach the younger people by putting fancy covers on the market. Just as a test. See how it works. That's I think a good advantage.
Yeah, I think then it would be way more popular with younger people than it is than would be with older people.
Yeah.
Give me the word their covers.
Then I think we can have our little celebration right now.
Okay.
That's it. I think we still have to fill in one more questionnaire.
Okay.
think. I don't know, I didn't get a message from the ending of the lab.
Five more minutes.
We still have some questions. Somebody has some questions, they can ask them now. We can put these in the project folder as well. Export this picture, I think. This is another network, I guess. Does somebody see the project folder? I don't.
David save it, so
yeah, I just put it in my documents and that's okay. Okay.
I think I'm going to make our final presentation now.
And then I will be back in about 10 minutes. Show you the final presentation.
Okay.
Summary of the project.
Are we supposed to go into our room
engineer? Yeah, maybe you have to fill another questionnaire.
Yes, I think you will get the questionnaire in your room.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet you in 10 minutes.